This podcast is sponsored by WordSprint, helping you stay in touch with your tribe and looking good.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Today's podcast is part two. Podcast 80 is part two of Bread for the Journey. It's being revealed to you what my personal journey is. I've said many times that transparency, authenticity, and faithfulness are important in leadership. Transparency, I'm going to tell you about what I'm thinking. I'm going to do it. I'm faithful to what I say. And I really need to be authentic. If I say it's important, then I need to be doing it myself. And so having a coach is important. I just got off the phone with mine. It's imperative that we work on ourselves harder than we work on our business. That's a theme that Jim Rohn talked about often. Podcast 81, sponsored by WordSprint, who prints our leadership magazine and makes sure that people see us in a good light. It's printed and delivered with quality. We're talking about leadership in this whole series, converting your passion to profit. What does a conductor know about leadership? Well, we know how to influence people, to build a high-performing culture, and to create this culture of excellence, building leaders on teams and focusing on our commonality. What do we do well together? How do we use the diversity of our skills, creating excellence without compromising anybody? In all the meanings of the word profit, we convert our passion, our knowledge, our experience into profit. We must have money. There are many ways that we can measure and profit from our work. We do create revenue because we bring value to people. Today's focus is on Bread for the Journey, the spiritual dimension. And I'm sure you have no doubt by now that I'm a person focused on my Christian faith and my journey. And I talk about it in a very factual way. This is who I am. I'm not proselytizing or convincing anybody. It's talking about my experience, and I would love dialogue from you on that. There's a lot of work to do on self, a lot of work on me, a lot of work to get up to the bar where I want to be. I never think that I've made it, and I encourage you to do the same. Let's think about our spiritual journey. This particular quote today comes out of the book of Philippians, 4th chapter, 8th verse. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We give energy to what we think about. I've spoken about Henry now, and he did create the book Bread for the Journey. It's daily reflections. He is no longer with us, but his legacy is. Transformational leadership is about self-transformation first. It's about self-development. We can't lead if we're not working on ourselves. So we start the transformation with ourselves. Thinking about our own transformation. Thinking about what you put in your mind. What feeds your thoughts. What music you listen to. What forms who you are. We eat daily to sustain our bodies. What other daily sustenance is important? I ask myself that on a continuing basis. It's a pattern of self-growth and equipping myself for my journey. I trained for a half marathon, and when I did, I needed a daily routine. It was important to train my body every day. I committed to a minimum daily requirement so I could meet my goals. If I didn't feel like it, I did it anyway. The discipline of the daily routine is essential to success. Therefore, there's value in daily spiritual discipline for me. Transformational leadership begins, once again, with self-transformation. I read short articles. I like short articles. I can get it. I read chapters. I read blog posts, email messages from thought leaders whom I respect, thought leaders who challenge me, thought leaders that I don't understand. I do respect their opinion. It helps me stay focused on my personal discipline and my own personal growth. Let me share with you some of my daily readings. This whole series of podcasts, Bread for the Journey, are going to be short. Richard Rohr, R-O-H-R. Richard Rohr has a daily devotion. I share that with my wife every morning. It stretches my brain. I have to read it more than once. Seth Godin has a blog on TypePad. Just Google Seth Godin. He says a lot of things in very few words. I talked about Henry Nouwen. The book is Bread for the Journey. John Heider has a book called The Tao of Leadership. It's written from a Christian perspective. It's really a different focus on leadership and observing. They're short daily reflections. No particular order. Roberta Gilbert, who's my personal leadership empowerment coach, she has several books on Amazon, and I have them all in some form, print or Kindle, and I read a piece of them on a regular basis. I would suggest starting with her book, Extraordinary Relationships. It's talking about Bowen systems, the work of Murray Bowen. It's a leadership system. It's not therapy. They're both psychiatrists, MDs. The Daily Lectionary, it's a systematic reading of scriptures through all the themes of the Bible through 1 year. There's a set for Sundays that goes 3 years that is used in Christian worship. The Daily Lectionary is daily, and it's a very different set of readings. Random selections that come to me from different podcasters or bloggers. This seems like I'm spending a lot of time on unproductive activity every day. However, I find that the time that I spend on this provides me with focus and inspiration for my day and actually get more done. I'm more productive. I still run. I'm working back up to where I was. I've been lax in that. So I'm recommitting publicly, transparently. I spend time reading and I spend time writing. And people tell me they appreciate my perspective, and I continue sharing because I know who's listening. People tell me. Writing this particular blog post, which is a podcast now, helps me clarify my thoughts and develop and form new perspectives and new programs. So this series is inspired by Henry Nouwen's book by the same title, Bread for the Journey. It's one of many he wrote, and I like the shortness of those and the shortness of the Tao of Leadership. And both journals are a spiritual journey from a Christian perspective. So as the Philippians selection tells us, we must feed our spiritual selves with spiritual thoughts. What we think we are. I believe I'm a spiritual and a person in a physical body. So this series today is spiritual. The next one is nutritional. The next one's physical. The next is relational. The next is wholeness. That doesn't begin to cover every part of the journey. So the books I recommend are Bread for the Journey by Henry Nouwen, The Tao of Leadership by John Heider, Extraordinary Relationships by Roberta Gilbert, and then Seth Godin's blog. I love sharing resources from people who are brilliant. Pass it on, if you will. This is Hugh Ballew. HughBallewPodcast.com is where you find all of my podcasts. It's a two-way conversation. I'm started. Tag, you're it. Talk back to me. Let's talk about things that matter. Our sponsor is WordSprint. They print and mail nonprofit performance magazine. It's a really good magazine, I must say. It's created for nonprofit leaders. Everybody who's a serious student of leadership should subscribe. Nonprofitperformance.org, printed and mailed by WordSprint. That's our choice of printer and mailing house when our message absolutely needs to connect with our tribe. It must go in the mail, backed up by email. We're in a noisy world. Bill Gilmer and his friends at WordSprint.com, his capable staff, will take care of you. I highly recommend them. I use them myself. They are the best at doing this, WordSprint.com. And you are the best at what you do. Let's continue to talk about leadership. Let's share ideas. I've started. Let's carry the conversation forward. What is your spiritual journey?
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.